USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The cyber attack that accessed a number of U.S. government networks was likely the work of Russian hackers, according to several U.S. agencies. In a joint statement Tuesday, the FBI, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, and the National Security Agency pointed to Russian origins, believing the attack was an attempt to gather intelligence. The Commerce, Treasury, State, and Homeland Security departments were all attacked, along with the Pentagon and Microsoft. Israel will become the next country to go back into a national lockdown as coronavirus cases are on the rise there. It's the third time that Israel has locked down since the beginning of the pandemic. This lockdown will start on Thursday and last for 2 weeks. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the country's hospital system is close to the breaking point and needs the time for the country's vaccination efforts to catch up to the surge. About 7% of Israelis have already received a COVID vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A number of Republican lawmakers say they will challenge the Electoral College vote on Wednesday when Congress meets to certify it, citing alleged voter fraud in several states. But some conservative legislators are against making those challenges. California Republican Representative Tom McClintock is one of them. He tells Fox News that Congress should not have the power to decide which electors count and which do not.
Well, Congress has no authority to pick and choose which electoral votes it's going to count and which it won't, and for good reason. If it has that authority, then the Electoral College doesn't mean a thing. Congress elects the president. And under our Constitution, that only occurs if a candidate fails to receive a majority. If Congress can throw out votes for any reason, and by the way, we can come up with any reason, then the elections are simply a formality. Congress actually is calling the shots. That fundamentally alters the separation of powers that is the central architecture of our Constitution.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A major video game developer has made a large purchase part of its expansion plans. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
If you know the online game Fortnite, then you know Epic Games. Online gaming platform Epic Games has reached an agreement with Turnbridge Equities and Denali Properties to purchase North Carolina's Cary Town Center Shopping Mall. The price tag was roughly $95 million. The 980,000 square foot and 87 acre shopping mall will be converted into Fortnite Creator's new global headquarters by 2024. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Cleveland Browns will be without head coach Kevin Stefanski when they make their first playoff appearance in 18 years. Stefanski, two players, and two other coaches tested positive for COVID-19 on Tuesday, causing the team to shut down their facilities for the fifth time in the last 10 days. The team says special teams coach Mike Prefer will serve as head coach for Sunday's AFC wildcard game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The NFL says there are currently no intentions of rescheduling Sunday's game. And music will have to wait for its biggest night. The 2021 Grammy Awards have been postponed due to rising coronavirus cases in California, where the ceremony was to be held on January 31st. The show was already planned to be mostly virtual, with only presenters and performers appearing at LA's Staples Center, with nominees accepting their awards virtually. Organizers are reportedly looking at rescheduling the ceremony for some time in March. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.